you know, I think I mentioned to you before, Gurney was bound to go off by himself during this hearing. There's never been an investigation yet that Gurney didn't go off by himself somewhere. And,
is that right?
Yes, sir. So, he's insisting, and they're apparently going to discuss it further this week. But I think we want to encourage them to do as much as they will. And this ought to keep the heat on them to do it.
Oh, sure. The committee would do it. It would be the better thing.
But we can't count on them really turning it up. I agree with that. We've got to make sure it gets there before they did turn this up.
Could file a suit.
A big advantage of filing a suit is you could have Dean under deposition in a civil suit.
Have what?
You could have Dean take, give depositions. I don't think we ought to have the record committee lawyer handle that.
No. I would be
and
they could just employ a lawyer.
Charlie Ryan would be willing to handle it for him, he does.
Charlie Ryan?
Yes.
Too public.
You think it's too much of a...
Well, how would he handle it?
Well, he would handle the lawsuit against Dean to recover the funds. And he's too...
Too
high-powered for that.
Jesus. Huh? I'm afraid so. He's too close to me.
Right. Well, we'll leave him alone then.
We like to defy him and everything. But he just too quick.
Right.
He's one
of the laws. Well, if the committee won't use him, then perhaps they ought to hire, the creep ought to hire Bob Mangan to let him
handle. That's right. I would handle
he's
him.
He's a
tiger. His name means nothing to anybody.
Well, they'll remember Bob Mangan. He was a very
right.
partisan
That's
soldier. He was about as rough a soldier as we ever hired in the Republican.
I love that. Not for the country. I don't know.
No, President's not one of your men.
He's not one of your men.
That's the point, Mr. Andre. We've got to keep him pushing one step forward. We'd be as hard on him as he could be. What are your, let's talk just a minute about strategies. One thing I was good at this morning was that, that utterly shocking shit with my scum. I mean, Cox, good God, that, now look here, I would maybe you can write a brief little rejoinder there. Zimmer's going to try to get 10 minutes to mind somebody on the hill. Maybe Stennis could say something about that. I don't know. Is this the time to come on? But that is an utterly shocking thing.
Really, well,
this is first. It's wrong as far as the Constitution. It's partisan.
Right.
Partisan.
Huh? We have, of course, already prepared the legal memoranda on this point.
Yeah.
I
should not have known whether we want a legal memoranda because the president needs to tweak it or indict it. Jesus Christ. He knows better than that.
Cox, no. Cox,
well, he's a highly partisan.
He's a highly partisan fella, and he's going to play it political.
Yeah.
He knows he can't subpoena the president. He knows he can't indict the president. But he's going to play this game quite obviously.
He'll try to work it into his present report.
We will...
You've got to be prepared for that when it comes out, too.
I think we... said yesterday he had made no decision on whether to get into the same Clemente property thing or the gifts. And I'm going to talk to Edgar Richardson.
What's the gift?
Gift of presidential papers. And the taxes.
God Almighty.
But we'll handle that one. I'm going to talk with Edgar. That is not within the jurisdiction he gave Cox. He's got to make it perfectly plain. It's not.
What's that Clemente property? What the hell is he getting into that for? Well, what is he to find wrong with it? What's he going to do?
He said, all he said was he hadn't decided whether to look into
his allegations against any allegations against the president, that's what he's for?
Well,
what Elliot has done? What the hell has Elliot done here?
I'm going to call Elliot after this meeting. God, that Cox statement was A, Elliot should express.
Edgar has got to get him back in the middle of
God
this.
Damn it,
and he's the one that needs to speak.
He's the attorney general, not just on purpose.
He's got to also
talk about double.
That this man hasn't got a hunting license. God
that's right.
Him. He's trying to look
for he has got to get into this now. We expect him to say something. I mean, this is not, this goes beyond what he's supposed to do. And, you know, get him down here. Don't you think so?
I think absolutely so. And I've told Edgar practically all of this. I spent 3 hours with him on Saturday morning.
Did it do any good?
hope so. You can't ever tell. I went through his previous press statements one by one, what I thought of each one. Discussion. He understood, he said he understood my viewpoint. I understood how I could drive that viewpoint.
Well, I think you better get a view out. You've been in the, but this is a shocking thing, that talking about this family lamenting property and then giving it, for God's sakes, first, but make it clear that I don't have any concern about investigating it, for Christ's sakes. That's just what I turned over this family. But he's indeed, but Elliot's got that view, there's no problem.
There's no problem here, but the basis that should be put on is that he cannot allow this fellow, for the sake of everybody in government, to think that this fellow has a hunting license as a Kennedy advocate to go after Republicans any way he can, and the president in particular.
That's right.
Because he'll demoralize all the Republicans in government that way.
Scared to death? Well, that's right. And that's, he's there to get after the doctor. Why are you? And that's his job. Right.
And he should
stick to it.
Watergate and campaign.
Huh?
Watergate and campaign.
All right. What's he doing with regard to what's the grand jury? Who the hell are they hearing?
The grand jury has not been meeting regularly at all. They met yesterday for a short period. They've been sealing up evidence they have. But they're literally waiting on Cox's people to catch up with them.
Cops have fired the prosecutor.
He's put New York to supervise him.
Who?
New York, lawyer from Tennessee. Worked with the Kennedy administration. Was the one who handled the client who helped bag Hoffa.
We get through the Urban Committee, we've got a major cop, is that right?
When we finish with the Urban Committee, Cox said about the week.
Why?
Because the Urban Committee is going to be the focus of publicity.
Right.
Cox's is going to be in court. It's going to be tedious.
Well,
legalistic.
Suppose, for example, they think you've got to participate and you get to present without a grand jury, which in effect indicts the public. They present it and indict the public
without a formal indictment. That's true.
You think that's what you're going
to do? I think you'll probably try. What? If?
What do we do about that? We go sorry.
Then we can hit on and we just blast the fire. That's the only thing we can do. But if we come out of the hearings in good shape, and I believe we will, and the public should be better with it at that point. I think at that point, Mr. Cox is going to reach the point where he's going to have a very difficult time getting the press to attend his press conference. It's just not going to be that kind of news. It's all going to be rehashed. And by that time, I hope we'll have the committee with enough information on Democrat financing. Mr. Cox can be looking at that too. Well, I don't think they're going to dig it up on their own, but we're doing a little work on the side, and I think they'll have something for it.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
We've already got a couple of things going.
What is your trust and judgment with regard to, which nobody knows, perhaps you can find out from Tom Minister, why the committee did postpone these hearings?
They postponed
because they thought meaningless, got to be so embarrassing,
They postponed the hearings on Mansfield and Scott's request.
Yeah.
They acted solely on that. They had not started the cross-examination of Dean in the committee before they got the letter. The letter came in before they actually started.
Scott Mansfield sent a letter?
Yes, sir. Very detailed letter. Asking them to. Mansfield called Scott at home, called Scott's office. They got together, drafted the letter, and it came carried over to Baker with a copy to Irvin. It arrived in the committee before they really got started. They sent Dean and his lawyer outside while they discussed it, and then they voted 6-1 to go along with it. said that the amount of pressure from some of us who thought they were acting unwisely to crash into this thing this week.
Can we guess?
I think it's very mixed at this point.
Mixed
on the committee. Incidentally, Talmadge was on the Today Show this morning. And with two very anti-president reporters. And Talmadge held himself very well. They would start out and say, well, since Dean's going to give all this very damaging testimony involving the president, and Talmadge said, now just wait. You're starting with assumptions that just aren't true. You know? We don't know what Mr. Dean's going to testify. I'm not going to ask any questions based on that. So he did a very good job. Very.
He wasn't trying to do that.
No, sir. He was not. He went out of his way to not accept their assumptions or their questions. So that was encouraging. They were very put out with him.
Who were they?
I forgot who they were.
Television.
They were both television people. On the Today Show, and they had two specials on there. They were not the ordinary crowd, so they were.
Yeah.
It was special for this question.
That's fine.
But,
the point is that, what the hell should we do about it?
Well, you know, I don't think we're doing bad, Mr. President. I think we're coming up every day on this.
You do?
And I feel real confident about how these things are going to come. If Thompson would cross examine Dean, from what Dean says himself, then he would cross examine. Because he's got to admit every piece of chicanery he was ever involved in to prevent his prosecution. And it's going to be a real sordid record. And but politically, they can't sit there on the television and not interrogate him about it. They're going to have to go after him.
Yeah, well, but let's assume for that long, because he's not going to cover all that on statement. He doesn't have to wait with him to interrogate him. He can say, I admit this, I admit that, I admit everything. All in other words, the purpose of that, they get him to be on all those points, right?
Yes, sir.
So,
but it's going to be a very sordid record, and they're going to have to go in and make him explain it in detail. They cannot just concentrate on his allegations about other people. He's going to be in conflict with every witness practically that's testified that's been involved.
Really?
Yes. And they're going to have to use the testimony they've had publicly and the testimony that's been given to the staff to cross-examine. Plus the stuff that we've given. They feel they have to use the questions that we gave them and use those lines of questions. They felt they had to do it Saturday. That's how this whole money thing came out.
Are they saying the White House these questions?
No, sir.
How do we avoid that?
Well, I told them they could say what they wanted to. That they were being provided information from the White House. We were to provide them all kinds of information to help them with the investigation.
Right.
And I told them if they didn't ask the questions, I was going to publicly blast them on.
Good.
Because they weren't asking for fairness. All we want is fairness and cross-examination. And we're keeping a record of what we've done.
Can you get Gurney interested enough to ask a few questions?
I don't know if we can get Gurney, but whether or not Baker's going to swing him around, it's still in the balance.
He's
really not. Wouldn't want to mislead you that he's going to be.
No, I am.
He's swapping over the
mayor. He's been a weatherman for a long time.
If he sees that Dean is beginning to crumble, if he sees that he's beginning to look bad, then yes, I anticipate he'll jump on with both feet.
Otherwise not.
You
think Gurney will take Dean on?
Yes. I think Gurney will take Dean on.
Why can't we give him the questions then?
We are providing him the questions digitally to make sure that if Thompson doesn't follow through.
You see, the thing is, Fred, they have got to be convinced of their own mind that the president is involved. Now, you know it, and I know it, but God damn it, it's got to be this whole being crap. No, it's just got to be, that's
got to be taken on. I'm convinced that he'll convict himself.
Green?
Yes. As a liar. And we'll give him all the help we can.
As a liar?
Yes, sir. Mr. President, you can't go through this whole place and tell a legitimate story and have it stand up under all circumstances. He doesn't know enough and he doesn't remember enough. He can't put it all together.
Why do you report on Saturday or three reporting Saturday there was some tendency to ramp over there?
Yes. Thompson says it's you know, he wonders, has to generalize, equivocate, that's the point.
You think we're coming to all of you?
Yes. I think we're going to have a bad day of publicity the day he reaches opening statement because the press won't play all of the admissions in it, they'll play the allegations.
Sure. Do you know the election of the president? Was it all that the president knew and the president said that he had done it right? But they'll replay that all night.
They'll replay it, but it's all been in the press before. Right. He would be much louder than he has alleged left-handedly in the press. It'll be a retraction.
That's it. Basically, the guy would be less volatile than what they weak down to my lawyers.
So
but we have to be on that day where it was some kind of disclaimer. I don't even quite honestly.
Yeah. Well, Bob's prepared to go.
If Wilson is what?
Bob is prepared to go and Wilson is quite willing. I've talked to him at length about what would be said. We've got him down. Right out of Bob's notes. Fortunately, Bob was in the end of the meeting and not the beginning of the meeting, so he can't say that you said it after Bob left.
No, sir. That's why I called Bob in.
And
he's our old man.
So we've got that one nailed up. We've got, and the fact that he didn't, until he hired Schaefer, that he didn't, he claims then, early April, he put this money in trust. You know, that's...
Oh, he did?
Yes, sir. That's... The circumstances on this are really going to convict him. I mean, you know...
He put the money in trust after he got a lawyer.
Yes, sir. And after he decided to go outside, he put it in just about the same time he decided to go to the prosecutors and bargain for immunity.
God, he is really a bad lawyer.
I mean, we're, you know...
Well, let's get
this more. Kind of fellow we can get to.
Big Anderson.
We'll
just try it. Right. You can do it.
No problem with that.
I follow this very closely. Don Kendall's been
wanting to use that. Well, I think we ought to use the same camera that was used before.
Fine.
It's fine. Already there.
I need it and say, well, here's your chance. Do you want to use what we've got some hot stuff here? How much dough is it and so forth and so on? Is there anybody that should be?
Well, so I heard he's very interested in the stuff.
But he doesn't have any financial man.
He doesn't have a financial man, but the material is accumulated otherwise can be given to him.
He's good to use because they
be good to use because they all consider you being there.
And they can play it on the
but
front.
But they saw me in Dallas as the Persian line Dean.
He doesn't. But most reporters don't like Dean. They come through everyone you talk to.
Or they just walk away.
No, sir. They really don't like it.
But they'd be glad to use it.
They'd be glad to use it. And they'd like to use it.
Well, we got to take this rough shot next week. We know that. And we just tend to do what the guy would do what we please. That's all there is to it. Go on with the business of the country. But as it turned out, I think it's just as well the country's interests had to come first. They didn't probably cancel the hearings, although we didn't ask for it.
All things told that came across well. Baker was on television last night saying, and heard, said we did it because Mansfield and Scott asked us to. We can't draw any relationship to what Dean would testify on this. Baker did go out of his way to say this was done out of superabundance of caution. Does not mean that
Either way.
So, but I think it came across pretty well. At least there were no implications that Dean's testimony was.
Is there any way that you like substantially speed up to it that you could start cracking it too early?
It's a little too early yet, but as soon as he is able to get this, I'm going out to see. He said he wanted to see me as soon as the doctors would let him have this.
I'd like to see the whole thing. Maybe he'll crack it. You need, if you have any other bullets to blow out, shoot there. Well, go wire to the lost cause, I guess.
Oh, well, it's not going to work on Dean, of course, because Barry Jr. and Dean were late in college.
There is a problem. Okay, yeah. Who else?
Well, we can use Curtis.
Russ.
Haruska, Thurman, Bert will help.
Harry.
Yes.
I think the Dean should be working on quite a bit.
No, sir. I think we ought to maybe get that stuff on the record first.
Oh.
I don't think they ought to work except as it comes out.
I see.
Not enough is on the record yet.
Really?
Yes.
Good God, didn't he tell you that? Was he before the committee under oath, Frank?
He was, but this hadn't been officially released. And they still haven't covered all of his sins. They haven't been in all of them. They'll come out.
Now, you really come to think of it, subordination of perjury, the offer of clemency, just to name two. They probably haven't done any of that stuff, have they?
Not really. They asked him briefly about his talking to Bruder, and he confirmed he was there, the brief recruiter, that sort of thing, but no detail. But this stuff all
came out under Gray, I understand.
Gray came out and said, Dean told me he was talking directly with you.
They don't like this stuff too, it's not. Dean told Gray that he didn't talk directly
with you. Yes, sir. That he was dealing with you personally on this. In 1970, he's going to be proved a liar, a thief, suborner of perjury.
Let me suggest this. Why not just write the whole story out and get it out and out for you, Mr. Fox?
If we can get somebody to print it, we have written the whole story out. We question who we get to print it without attribution to us. I think it would be bad. They already say it. The radio announcer said this morning this concern that the White House will use this weapon a week to attack Dean's credibility.
That we will what?
That we will use this week to attack Dean's credibility. I don't know whose concern it was.
So you didn't put that up, Dean's lawyers?
Must be.
Or the committee.
I think all the committee. Perhaps the committee.
See, this confirms what we said. They would really force to beg to cancel the postponement this week. And the very fears of this, we were concerned with their concern too. Which means ultimately that they don't feel that he's a hell of a good witness.
They don't think he is not a good witness.
Yeah, when you saw that the bishops had, you don't have to know what they think of the bishops that they're having against them.
No, they didn't get that much testimony out of it yesterday, the judge. His lawyers did most of the talking yesterday.
Martin's crazy cracking. Helen Thomas is there, but should be weird with Gardner and that's just.
I don't work with her over the past.
No, I will never. I don't want her ever to get anything again. I don't speak to her anymore because she knows Martin's sick. For her to write these terrible stories, and Martin calls him and says, John, her brother's Mr. Chris, Christ, she defects her husband. You realize it? He's denied. She doesn't think she's never talked to me about this. Never, never, never. Of all people. Huh? And she says, crazy.
She has got sense enough to know she's even doing him in.
What?
She's even doing him in with these things.
I know. How do you work in Helen Thomas over? I don't know. I forget. We can't work with the one individual, but God almighty, I guess they got some conscience. Don't you do it, right?
Where is this?
Yes.
Do you remember poor old Tom Hanna? He used to reach the drunk all the time. There were several drunkards around there. No matter the press ever printed.
Nobody. Or Chavez. You know, Chavez, one shot, he would walk in cold sober, one shot, he couldn't walk out.
I've seen those drunks all over the place. The fellow from Western Canadian prison, he was so drunk all the time. They hauled him in and out. So I've seen him. And nobody had to hit him. It's a personal thing. It's a personal problem. At least you bring the back of the guy to drama. And bring more of it when he says he's drunk.
Well, we're going to the town.
He's not a cheat, or he's crazy.
They've never written much about town with this problem.
Were you ever current?
Yes.
He got a drinking problem?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Sometimes 4 to 6 weeks, he's just out.
Well, as you know, Albert has a problem.
Yes.
That's been pretty much Jack Anderson. Nobody else. He's always. He's a bully guy. He's a drag drag with the big guys. He just can't take it. And frankly, some of our old people have a health problem. And I have a problem. I mean, a lot of people have it around here. But you don't use it for it. It's not decent.
Well, if you've just done a few years back, the press wouldn't use that kind of thing.
Yes, well, they use it on us. That's why they don't use it on our Democratic friends. The double standards. Well, anyway, you do not feel this week, except on Thanksgiving. Get the cigarette or whatever the statement is. I think you just knock the shit out of him for that. I mean, I don't think we should, but maybe under Rusker or somebody ought to knock the shit out of him for such an untouchable thing. I don't know.
We can have somebody in the Senate get up and take off.
What do you think? Or do you
see a good?
Or you don't want to do it?
I think it makes such a little ripple in the current news. I'm not sure we ought to give him another day's headline.
Well, there's going to be although you see him chip away on us. You don't think they're getting away with chipping away at this moment?
People don't pay much attention to that. It may be Times, but that's not a pickup story. The Times and the Post don't play that, but it will never make the hometown newspapers.
Network.
It's just not there. It made the networks one time last night, but the networks didn't feature this, really. You know, it was...
What is that? That depressing. Jesus, keep right. Well, we'll work on it another way. But you talk to Saber, he's working on something there. In the meantime...
The ones that used Cox's Q&A's in the belly, it didn't appear like the newspapers wrote.
You sure you will there then, totally. So that Laird got the chapter in the version, you know, on the president. I give a damn about the law.
Right.
He's not a lawyer.
Right.
But I think it's important that Laird have it. Don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
And then you do not fail by this thing.
You know, it's a good thing like this.
You have a good case. You make a simple for it. But you know what I mean? Say, oh, look, first the president wasn't involved. Second, in regard to this cover up stuff. And then I take the thing and go ahead and knock that right out of the park. I mean, look what the hell they did. We have. Order the investigation, get John Michael Land out here, and get this story out. Report to Whitman and all that stuff. I need to report to
Peters.
Which he remembers, doesn't he?
Yes, sir.
He better remember that, because I have notes of it.
Right. Peters remembers.
Well, he remembers everything. I don't know what he's about. And he talked about my good friend Whitman. He must know him well.
For some reason, Whitman must be well-liked. Everybody is concerned about this.
I don't like that. The matter of fact, Ben, we did not know him.
He's sure not talking.
He isn't.
No, sir. Not a word.
Huh? You know, I was rather surprised when he said, well, it was Ben's instructions to use money bullshit. But Hunt's supposed to have quite a bit of money, didn't he?
He's supposed to be fairly well off.
Oh,
of course, Colson is convinced that the reason Dr. Hunt was complaining so often about his commitments not being made. Colson is now convinced that Steve was raking off from the funds going to Hunt.
Well, let's get into this money.
You know, so
you get some of those bank accounts or something. Well, get on that. Maybe that's the best game to play. But you're just out of scheme.
Never
playing one or playing our people rather than theirs.
Yes, that's the best game in town.
But I have not. Let's.
We won't do it directly. It won't be.
I don't worry about that. Yeah. Hell, I don't say who can start with it anyway, but I'm not going to look at you decided on that money.
See, it takes away the guy's motivation.
Yeah, for any easy
standard.
Now, we're going to get that in common with some television guy. I don't know if they can do that. Talk to Larry.
I will.
I can suggest.
I'm going to talk to Larry.
Be sure that the sentence is going to be good. Maybe you should go down and talk to several senators, you know.
I'm going up this afternoon. I didn't go yesterday because of the events looking like we had something.
Yeah.
Moving
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
But this week I'll have a chance to talk to several.
Right.
More easily. give them confidence that the president wasn't involved, and I can do that.
You know, facts.
And when we get it moving.
It's even harder for them, Fred. That happens there. They read the Washington Post every morning. Hell, they can't see this recruitment without getting notes, right?
That's true.
They listen to the networks. They can't hear it without getting notes. So we have got to knock it out of the country. You don't find this to the same extent, right?
That's true.
That's because they don't know. Because they're in the same newspaper, the same poisonous atmosphere. But here in this town, I think that's the problem with our economy.
Yes.
Maybe you can talk to them. Maybe Charlie Wright can talk to them. Can you talk to them?
Well, I've asked Charlie who he knows up there. He doesn't know many of them.
I see. Garvin.
Garvin knows a few. He is
Garvin can talk to
yeah.
people like Javis.
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 Javis. Percy.
Percy.
People like
all the living.
All the living.
Right.
He knows the living.
Well, good luck. That money they make turn out to be they spend. He was in the
business. Yes, sir.
And he's already invented more.
Yes,
listen, the fact he would have been crushed.
Oh, he can't. That's just me.
That's my goodness. God, then, and trust him.
After this,
American people will never believe in that.
That's it. It's all over.
Well, I'm downhearted about this whole thing. I just know that it's a little.
Yeah.
We don't want him to come in and then have the dean thing rock him.
No.
the same with Maine.
Right.
But that was done with the most careful consideration and really couldn't say all what we wanted to say because of the consequences. I said the fundamental truths in are unchallengeable. Nothing has changed that.
Basically, that's what we really ought to say all the time. Just to remind them, in May 22nd, the president said he was not involved in the break, not involved in the cover-up.
We can't go
on in that statement. Stand, they are the truth, and they cannot be contradicted.
That's it. We would have
been quiet about it.
That we always want that aspect of that and not get reduced to their
role of morality. Handle that. Like I said, that this whole, if any, it'll make a headline and all that sort of thing. I mean, if I say telephone, it includes already that. But this whole looters, $1 million thing, is such a, I mean, when you really stop and think of it, it's totally ludicrous. But the president is sitting here and telling them, I'll get raised $1 million for the next 4 years, he did that. And that's how they can't do it. Why nobody did that? Have you meet with Mitchell?
Just a whole lot of it.